Well, chapter 3, let's go to the next one. Chapter 4 is a vision of the coming kingdom. And what I want you to do is walk with me through chapter 4, because we're going to see one of the first unique descriptors of Jesus Christ. And that is, here in the next slide, it says, "And in that day," this is the coming day of judgment, "seven women will take hold of one man, saying, 'We will eat our food and wear our own apparel. Just let us be called by your name. Take away our reproach.'" He's saying such a hard time. This judgment is coming. Now look, though, at verse 2 in my Bible. "In that day," what's this? "The branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing." This branch term is a very beautiful Old Testament insight into Jesus Christ, our Savior. So look at the next slide. Here it is. This is a kind of like an overview of what the Old Testament teaches about Jesus. Isaiah 4:2 is the one we just read, and he's called the branch of the Lord. In Zechariah, he's called the branch who is a man. In Zechariah, chapter 3, he's called the branch who is a servant. So see, the branch who is the Lord, the branch who is the man, the branch who is the servant, and then a branch who's out of the stem of Jesse. What's interesting is, look in the right-hand column. There are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that portray the life of Jesus. But John portrays him as Jesus, the Son of God, kind of like the branch of the Lord. And Luke talks about him as the perfect man, kind of like the branch who is a man. And Mark talks about him as a servant, kind of like the branch who is a servant. And Matthew sees him as the son of David, king of the Jews, like the branch who's a rod from the stem of Jesse. Now look up from your slides for a second. Did you know that the Old Testament, just like I showed you in this branch slide, has many, many looks ahead? Remember this? Isaiah was looking at this branch, but he didn't know what he was writing about. You say, how do you know he didn't know? Because Peter tells us that. Peter says that the Old Testament prophets were searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, signified. They didn't understand. Do you know what also the scriptures tell us? The angels didn't understand. The angels desired to look into this. You see, you and I, who have this complete revelation of God, the entire Bible in our hands, have the revelation of God that the Old Testament prophets didn't understand what they were writing, and even the angels didn't understand what was happening. But now in these last days, we know exactly what God's doing. We know his plan. We know all of his, you know, the archaeological proof, the purpose of prophecy, all of these things that are revealed in Isaiah, we understand. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has come to live with inside of us. And he anoints us, 1 John 2 says, so that we understand the scriptures. I have a little question for you. Do you read the scriptures every day? Do you let the Word of God cleanse and sanctify your mind? Do you let the Holy Spirit open his truth to you? I hope so. That's the purpose of this course. As we're talking about that, I would like to share with you something that I mentioned in each class period. This is the Bible that I take with me everywhere I go. This is the MacArthur Study Bible. These are Bible tabs. For those of you that are new, that can't find books of the Bible, if you buy these Bible tabs, you just stick them on the edges here and you can find every book of the Bible rapidly. As I'm telling you, turn here and here. If you get this, you say, what's the purpose of this Bible that you have? Well, you see, this is a study Bible. You notice the Bible text is right here, but look at the middle of this page. From here down are notes. This Bible written by Dr. John MacArthur and the faculty of the Master's Seminary. I'm kind of excited. I was on faculty at the Master's Seminary. I was there when they wrote this, or when we were preparing the manuscript, helping John with it. And I even contributed from the part I taught at the Master's Seminary. But the reason I love this Bible is it is the most consistent presentation of every doctrine, every theme, and it answers every single question about hard verses in the Bible. There are 25,000 notes in this study Bible for the 31,000 verses. Okay? So there's almost one note for every verse in the Bible. So what I would encourage you to do is, if you're serious about understanding the Bible, I love teaching courses like this, but for you, as you go through the scriptures, if you would have a Bible like this, and if you read each footnote and all the introductions, it's equivalent to 2 solid years in seminary. That's how much theology you would learn. So I encourage you, by the way, I take that Bible with me in my cell phone internationally. I don't take it on the plane because it weighs 3 pounds and you only can have 17 pound carry-ons, you know, in international flights. But I take that 3 pound Bible, a digital copy, in my cell phone.